VolitionRx, a multinational epigenetics company revolutionizing cancer diagnosis with the development of simple, easy-to-use, cost-effective blood tests involving a range of cancers and other diseases. Volition's clinical trials in human health have shown promising results in detecting several cancer types, including colorectal, lung, and a variety of bloodborne cancers. VolitionRx. Web address, volition.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. It's a pleasure to welcome to CBS Audio Network Véronique de Rugy of the Mercatus Center to help me understand the strange language of Washington. Something happens to human beings when they get into Washington and they speak a strange language about taxes, about spending. We all know in America that you do not spend more than you have. That's foolishness. That leads you into debt, and the complications of debt are life-destructive. However, in Washington, it works the opposite. They love to spend money even though they don't have it. Every once in a while, however, Washington thinks, let's raise money. And that leads them to taxes. The new Biden administration went right to taxes, and the president's proposal is unusual. So I need Véronique's help here to understand if there's something changed, if magical thinking is taking over, or if I can regard this as the same old story. And it's not going to work this time as it did in the last time. Véronique, a very good evening to you. Joe Biden, the new president, says that there are 50 or 51 corporations in America that don't pay their fair share. What the heck is he talking about? Who is he accusing, and what is he going to do about it? Good evening to you, Véronique.
Good evening. He's accusing it's unclear, but it's the rich in general he's accusing of not paying their fair share. And I guess he probably has in mind, the top of the top, the 0.01%, but it's just the same old.
And because he's accusing, he then comes forward with the idea that he's going to raise taxes on corporations. We went through this in 2017. We talked about it. The Trump administration lowered the corporate tax to 21%. America prospered. Jobs took off. Now, it's not logical, but is it possible that by raising those corporate taxes, the very same jobs that came will disappear, and the profits that attended to the S&P 500 will disappear? In other words, does Joe Biden want people to lose their jobs? Does Joe Biden want the markets to underperform and the corporations to have fewer opportunities to build? Does he want that?
I don't think he wants this. I just think he wants to extract more money from corporations, and especially the very big ones. And I think he thinks that they can pay it and that there's going to be no consequences. I think there's a lot of thinking on the side of Democrats that all these companies are actually sitting on massive amount of cash, and they're just greedy, and they're just holding it up, and just that they can just give it up to Uncle Sam without any consequences, and they won't either be reacting to the tax by shifting, their investments, or that nothing is going to happen. I mean, it's the same thing with the wealth tax, right? I mean, they're just definitely think and believe that basically rich people have gold under their beds. And they totally misunderstand that a lot of the wealth that people on the top of the income ladder actually have a lot of their wealth actually tied up in companies.
Yes, it's investment into the companies that permits them to grow. And when they grow, they hire. That is why we had such a low unemployment rate in February of 20 before the pandemic. Now I've read.
Well, actually, it's even better. It's even better, actually. The way the corporate income tax reduction works, is because then corporations invest more in capital expenses, their company and their workers become more productive. And it's that increase in productivity that actually ends up raising wages. So it's like, it's just this double win, really.
I've read that the corporations themselves pass on their additional tax burden. I've read that. Okay, I can believe it. I've read also that corporations cut their overhead when they have an additional tax burden. We know that taxes, the theory goes, the taxes slow down the economy. GDP grows slower because government's taking a larger share. All this we've read about and we've debated over the years. What is fresh from the Biden administration is something called the middle out. They want to do things for the middle class. Veronique, you're middle class. I'm middle class. All our friends are middle class. That's America. We're a middle class country. How is it that damaging or inhibiting our investments, damaging or inhibiting our employment opportunities and those for our children is going to help us? Do the counselors of the president believe that the rich people in the country are different from the middle class? Do they not understand that it's the middle class that's rich in this country? We're the engine itself.
I mean, there's a lot of things this administration doesn't understand. And actually, really, I think they really fail to understand the role of capital in the economy. I mean, you can see it in the latest infrastructure bill where they want to, on one hand, help small business get financing for their small business, but at the same time, they want to double the top capital gains tax, not understanding that this will lead to actually a reduction in the capital in the economy, which makes it then harder for these businesses that they want to help, that the administration wants to help. I mean, they just fail to understand, again, that the wealth tax, a wealth tax or the corporate income tax, how they work. First, I mean, for the corporate income tax, corporations really don't pay taxes. As you say, it's people who pay taxes. So while the corporation may be writing the check, actually, the burden, the economic burden, actually is shouldered by people. And a lot of these people are middle class entrepreneurs, are workers whose wages are going to actually not grow as much going forward. I don't think they understand that. I really don't.
Let's turn to the spending side just briefly. The $1.9 trillion stimulus package that the Democratic-dominated Congress passed, and now a $2 trillion or more infrastructure tax. The economy is recovering, correct? We're 6% or higher
correct.
GDP. The jobs, 916,000 most recently reported, and we're just getting started. Why the stimulus package? What does this not increase the probability of the worst kind of inflation in 2022, 2023?
Even Larry Summers seems to think that this is a real risk. I think the question of why is because they can. And I think this is a wish coming true for a lot of the Democrats that during the pandemic, a lot of the programs that were put in place, you know, under the excuse that they were going to be temporary, these are programs that they wanted to put in place all along. Child allowances, like with the last COVID relief bill, paid family leave at the federal level, all things like this. And this is their opportunity to try to actually make it permanent. And so I think that's really all there is. It's an opportunity to do the things that they always wanted to do. And it's really it's problematic. The infrastructure bill, for instance, is like $400 billion. Like, literally, it's a handout to unions. That's what politicians do. And in this case, this administration is doing it on steroids.
Are we being raised up and up so we're just like France? You have some experience with the French understanding of taxes and investment. Are we resembling France if the Biden
yes.
administration gets everything they want? Yes, we are.
Yeah, I think we on the spending side, we definitely are. There's something that like progressives in this country and that Democrats don't understand is that actually European nations, that have the kind of spending that they want, the way they finance a lot of their spending, though they still have a lot of debt, is with regressive taxes.
Right.
I mean, taxes like the payroll tax are double what they are in the U.S. These are regressive taxes. Value-added taxes, regressive taxes, and they're really high. In France, they're like 20%, over 20% on some things. And they don't understand that you don't get the level of spending that you have in Europe without eventually having to basically tax the middle class and lower income people. And so far in America, we have actually a really, at the federal level, a very progressive system, where really the bulk of the taxes are paid by people at the top. And that will not last. That cannot last. The more we become like France, the more we're going to have to tax like France.
Véronique Duregy of the Mercatus Center. I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show.